So do we have him on the radio yet?
Hey, Marcy?
Yes?
You have somebody call the Monterey office and make sure they're alive?
Yeah. I didn't realize we were doing it in the Monterey office and not in that Mike's office.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me check. Where is it?
Well, the agenda says the Monterey office, so you're correct.
It has to be a public place.
Yeah.
It can't be Mike's office.
Okay. All right.
I've tried to pull that one off before, and that does not work.
Yeah. I'll make a call. Thanks.
Because otherwise, we're just going to have a nice conversation about the weather.
Yeah, and have to close the Santa season. I'm not going to be a part of that thing.
You know, Jim, that's kind of what moved me to be here today.
Hey,
you know?
I was going to offer to be your doctor.
Yeah, I understand you. Never mind, I was going to say talk about how many times you've been playing doctor, but I'm not going to go there.
I just was afraid that we would, if we couldn't get a quorum, that there'd be a news story about the first keel hauling in 100 years.
You got that right. But I'm here. I want everyone to know I am here.
Hey, guys, I'm going to sign off and call Mike's cell phone.
I'm sending him a text right now, but, yeah, I'll stop.
Oh, okay, if you're sending him a text, that'll work.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to come in off the beach, you know.
I'll just text him out if he has a calling number.
He's probably at Pete's Coffee.
That's a pretty good place. I like that place.
Yeah, I could see a pattern there.
Yeah, so can I. Craig thought it was too strong.
Well, that was a little jittery.
Oh, you never had my grandmother make you coffee. She liked to say it wasn't strong enough until you could stand a spoon in it.
Oh, that's the Navy way. I mean, if the spoon doesn't melt, it's not strong enough.
Mike says they're having trouble connecting.
I've heard that before.
The opportunities for follow-up on that one.
Yeah, I'm being real quiet for a change.
Funky, we don't have public in Sacramento.
Yes, there is.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're all like family, but...
Yeah, we got friends here.
Yeah. They're public. And where are you, Adriana?
I'm calling in from the home office. I didn't go to Ontario for the empty room.
Okay.
About damn time. Sorry about that.
All right. With that, we'll get started. We have lines at Monterey office, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Sacramento. And we have Jim Kellogg, Mike Sutton, and Richard Rogers, commissioners online. So with that...
Find out how many people are at each place for the public.
Do we have any publics at any location other than the Sacramento office?
Santa Barbara, none.
Monterey, none. It looks like you didn't need me after all. You already have a quorum.
Ontario, none.
All right. Actually, three makes quorum, Mike, so thank you for being here.
Go back to Pete's Coffee, Mike. You need a little more juice.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah. With that, we're gathered here to discuss and possibly adopt two rulemakings. We have three items agendized: Central Valley salmon, sport fishing, the Klamath Trinity salmon, and the ocean salmon. But since the commission adopted the Central Valley at their meeting last week, we will not be discussing that particular item. And we have here, we'll do a quick roll call, or who's here, Punky Mastrup, Rick Thalheimer, Anita Biederman, Mary Britton, Anita Biederman, Jerry Fonbuena, twice. You're here twice. Sandy Miles, and I'll let the others introduce themselves that are here.
Starting with you, George.
George Osborne, representing Coastside Fishing Club.
Harry Morris, Office of Communications.
Scott Barrow, Department of Fishing and Fisheries Branch.
Jim Bacher, Fisherman.
All right, and at the Santa Barbara office?
Marcy Aramco, CFG.
Scott Cohen with LED.
Craig Schumann.
Richard Rogers.
Monterey office?
Mike Sutton. And Cody, the Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Oh, hey, Cody. And at Ontario?
Volunteer staff, just manning the phones for the public if they come in.
And your name is?
Gary Lucas.
Welcome, Gary Lucas. All right, with that.
Wade, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, are there any other call-in, Wade?
Yeah, so Wade's in NDFG Northern Region.
Okay. Any other callers? All right, with that, Mr. Sutton, Commissioner Sutton, you're the Vice President.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Sankey, and thank you, everybody, for joining us today on this teleconference. You want to take the first agenda item, Sankey, and I don't know if anybody has a report on it. We had a little bit of an introduction to this and the other agenda items at our meeting in Eureka, but maybe you have some more information?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Yeah, item number two is discussion and possible adoption of proposed changes to Section 7.5, Title 14, regarding Klamath Trinity Salmon Sport Fishing Regulations. Based on a request at the last meeting, we re-noticed that with some updated information as a result of the PFMC meeting. And I understand, Wade, you're going to give us a quick reminder of what the commission, what your recommendations are?
Yes, yes. Would you like me to do so now?
Please.
Okay. Good morning, commissioners. Again, Wade Sinner with the Department of Fishing Game up here in rainy Arcata. So a quick overview of what we're recommending is to adopt the allocation or quota for the in-river basin, Klamath Trinity Basin. And that quota is 67,600 adult fall Chinook, which, by the way, is more than double we've ever had allocated in the past. And along with that allocation, we're recommending a daily bag limit of four fish, of which four may be over 22 inches when the take of adult salmon is allowed, and a possession limit of eight fish, with up to eight of those fish over 22 inches when the take of adult fish is allowed. And essentially, that is the major changes from previous regs. So the sub-area quotas will be the same percentages and be the same areas, and all other regs will remain the same.
All right. Unless there's questions, commissioners, we have a suggested motion.
I just have one. It's Mike Sutton in Monterey. Knowing something about the Klamath Basin and the restoration efforts and so forth, it makes me nervous, frankly, even in a year of projected abundance, to more than double the quota given the obvious problems in the river basin. We seem to have boom and bust years. There was a waterfowl die-off this year in the Klamath due to low water on the refuges. We've had fish die-offs in the past, significant salmon die-offs. I have no problem with the proposed quota, but I just want to go on record remaining concerned about the future of the Klamath River system. It is, as you all know, the largest river restoration project in U.S. history. just because we have a bumper year of salmon doesn't mean that the Klamath, that everything's hunky-dory in the Klamath. I just wanted to make sure we all understood that.
Mike, I think, this is Richard in Santa Barbara. I think you're preaching to the choir on that. As you know, all of us are extremely concerned about the Klamath. Having said that, I am convinced, as I apparently are you, that the in-stream quota is perfectly appropriate given the abundance that we have. Frankly, I think it's a marvelous moment for us to be able to approve an historic catch for folks who have, over the last several years, really been suffering. And
well said, Richard, and I agree. I'll just note in closing that I will be happier when we have taken out the dams, restored spawning habitat, and we can catch this many wild fish instead of hatchery fish.
Yeah, I think we all feel that way, man. Anyway, so moved.
No, before we add a motion, I want to make sure that there's no public comment.
Yeah.
And I agree with what you guys said, and you're so encouraging. I'm even considering what we recommend, the higher limit.
Are there any public speakers in Sacramento? Any?
I just have a question.
Sure. So can you identify yourself? Come up and so we can get you on the record.
Yeah, this is Dan Barker, editor of Fish Nipper, and I just wanted that number, the exact quota of fish again.
67,600 adult.
Okay. Right, any other speakers at any of the other offices? Hearing none, I think we're ready for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Better read it first.
Yeah. The fish.
We got it in front of us.
Well, I want to clarify a little. The Fish and Game Commission hereby amends Section 7.5, Title 14, Code of Regulations, relating Klamath Trinity salmon sport fishing regulations as proposed by the department in the amended ISOR and as reiterated verbally here.
Do I hear a motion? Do I hear that motion?
Yes, so moved.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous, thank you.
Unanimous, thank you. Moving right along to number three, the discussion possible adoption of proposed changes to Section 27.8, Title 14, regarding ocean salmon sport fishing, May through November 2012 season. And we also re-noticed this initial statement of reasons, and I understand, Marcy Remko, you're going to give us a quick rundown of the department's recommendations.
Sure. Thank you, Saki. We are asking you to adopt regulations for ocean waters relative to ocean salmon fishing regulations for the period of May through November of 2012. We did ask to re-notice this to allow for an earlier opening date in the far northern portion of the state so that the fishery may open May 1st. All of these regulations for May through November that we're seeking action on today are to conform to new federal regulations that will apply to federal waters 3 to 200 miles from shore. Those regulations will be implemented by NOAA Fisheries and were approved by the Pacific Fishery Management Council earlier this month. So the quick rundown of what the rules will be: May through September 9th in the area from Humbug Mountain to Horse Mountain, 2 salmon per day, 20 inches. From Horse Mountain to Point Arena, the fishery will run through November 11th, 2 salmon per day, 20 inches. For the area of Point Arena to Pigeon Point, fishery will run through November 11th. Minimum size limit, 24 inches through July 5th, and then 20 inches thereafter. And for the area of Pigeon Point to the U.S.-Mexico border, fishery will run through October 7th, and minimum size 24 inches through July 5th, and 20 inches thereafter.
Thank you. Any questions? Any public comments?
If there aren't any questions or public comments, Saki, maybe you'd like to read the motion for the ocean.
Actually, I had a clarification. Marcy, I had someone ask if you could reread from Point Arena down. There was a little confusion on that one.
Okay, so Point Arena to Pigeon Point, which is the San Francisco area. The fishery will run through November 11th. The minimum size, 24 inches through July 5th, 20 inches thereafter. And from Pigeon Point to the U.S.-Mexico border, which is the Monterey area, the fishery will run through October 7th. Minimum size, 24 inches through July 5th, and 20 inches thereafter.
All right. Thank you very much. Not hearing no other public comments or questions, commissioners, I think we're ready for a motion.
So moved.
No, let's hear it read.
Let's hear it first. Yeah.
Yeah, and I will be doing a roll call, so I'll make sure we record your votes audibly. The Fish and Game Commission hereby amends Section 27.8, Title 14, California Code of Regulations relating to ocean salmon, May through November 2012 season, as proposed in the amended initial statement of reasons by the department and as iterated verbally by Marcia Remco. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm going to do a roll call.
Roll call, Mike.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Sutton?
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
All right, we have unanimous. Thank you very much. Any other comments? Announcement of future meetings is the next item.
We should probably reiterate here that the date for our special meeting in Eureka has not changed, despite the confusion at the last commission meeting, that we will meet in Eureka on June 6th as planned.
Correct. And the May meeting will be a one-day meeting, May 23rd. It will be a full day meeting, though, so plan accordingly, please. And with that, Vice President Sutton, I think we can adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
That sounds right to me, unless anybody else has additional business. We're adjourned. Thank you all for being here this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Good job.
Can we go?
I am so glad.